Goldman Sachs has named David Solomon as sole president and chief operating officer after the bank's president and co-chief operating officer, Harvey Schwartz, announced that he's retiring on April 20th. Solomon and Schwartz were both being considered to succeed CEO Lloyd Blankfein, who announced on Friday that he's stepping down. We're joined now by Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So David Solomon and Harvey Schwartz have been competing for that top position at Goldman Sachs since 2016 when Gary Cohn left the position as president of Goldman to become Trump's economic advisor. As we know, he just decided he's leaving that job. What more can you tell us about David Solomon?
I think the best way to think about these two guys is it is really a battle for the soul of Goldman Sachs, with Schwartz being sort of the hard-charging sales and trading guy, came up underneath Lloyd through the J. Aron division, the commodities division. Solomon is the investment banker. These are two very different parts of the business. And, you know, when you think about what has happened under Lloyd Blankfein's tenure, many of the problems that arose for Goldman were basically because of the success of the trading. But then those trading, those big bets, those wagers took them down dramatically in the financial crisis. So Solomon, the investment banker, kind of wins out, at least in this next phase for Goldman.
And what's the legacy of Blankfein at Goldman?
You know, Blankfein's got a really interesting reputation because he is known to be a hard-charging guy. He came up as a gold salesman and then a trader and big time into, like, the risk of putting the bank's money out there in the marketplace. And, you know, when you think about what probably the tale of Goldman is, you look at the success of Lloyd in two phases. I would almost say the first half of his tenure from 2006 to 2012, he looks like he's beating the S&P 500 index, but then lags it. So, you know, if you bought the shares of the stock on this first day in June 2006, you double your money, but you find out, oh my gosh, I could have bought the S&P 500
right,
and done even better.
You could have bought just about any stock and doubled your money back in 2006. So meanwhile, in Washington today, they are voting in the Senate on this Dodd-Frank financial reform rollback. What's in this bill?
Gosh, this is sort of the underreported big story that's emerging, at least in my world. So I think of this as three big parts. One part is for banks that have less than $10 billion in assets. And those are smaller banks, and they will, from this rule change, no longer have to worry about the Volcker rule. That's the rule that says banks can't trade with their own money. Now, by the way, a lot of people didn't think they were subject to that, but put them aside. The next part of this would be changing what defines a systemically important financial institution. So right now, the Fed will regulate any institution with more than $50 billion in assets. That number's going up to $250 billion in terms of that will now leave a ton of mid-sized banks and foreign banks with U.S. subsidiaries under the radar. And I think that's a big, huge potential problem. The last part of this is really weird because now under this new change, it looks like that the Fed will actually have to regulate each bank individually, not have these broad rules that are in effect. It's a little bit of a language change, may and shall, but what you really need to know is that the Fed is going to have to create specific regulations for each major bank that it regulates. Big change, the lobbyists won.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.